Since 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic shaped what everyday life looks like. It changed human interactions, altering higher education. For some, the college experience forced students to be sent home for multiple semesters. Today, we have two students, Grace Halsey and Piper Cole, and Shippensburg University's professor, Carrie Sipes, to tell us how they navigated campus life through the pandemic. So, Grace, you are a senior in high school when the pandemic was announced. How did that alter your experience in high school and then college?
It changed everything, pretty much everything, with how the rest of my senior year went and my freshman year in college went. Obviously, it was March 2020 when it happened, and it was a week away from opening my senior year musical, which ended up not happening. I didn't go to prom. I didn't have a live big graduation. They recorded all of us walking across the stage, and we watched it later on, a couple weeks later. So I ended up walking before I actually graduated. So the rest of my senior year was definitely cut short. And my freshman year, because of the pandemic, was completely online. So I didn't get the freshman college experience that I thought that I would, which was very disappointing.
And Professor Sipes, you're the communications, journalism, and media department head and professor at Shippensburg University. Now, how was this experience for you?
Hi, thank you for having me. Just listening to Grace talk reminded me of so many things that I think I had put out of my mind in the last couple of years since the pandemic. Everything changed that spring break. We were away from campus, of course, for our spring break in 2020, and we're told basically get all your classes put online and we will not be returning for the spring semester. So it was a big rush of activity and work. And then, of course, as department chair, I wanted to make sure my students were okay and talk to faculty about what kind of policies and how are we going to actually manage this. So we had a lot of Zoom sessions trying to problem solve and anticipate what student need would be and how to best meet those needs where the students were at the time.
And Piper, you are a college grad, correct? May
yes.
2024. First of all, congratulations. So happy for you. How has this experience shaped your college experience?
So it was definitely very different than a lot of other people's college experiences, I would say. But I always like to tell people that I think I'm kind of grateful for when it hit, when it did, because I didn't have like a normal college experience and then have that taken away from me. Like I didn't necessarily know what I was going into. So it was definitely modified and I definitely didn't meet as many people as I would have. But I ended up, once things opened up, I mean, I did as much as I could do with what they put out in front of me. And I think I made the best of it. And I did meet some amazing people and have some amazing experiences those first few years. And then my senior year was absolutely fabulous. Everything was pretty much back to normal. And I really had an excellent senior year.
And Professor Sipes, how do you think the COVID pandemic during that time, how do you think that affected the students?
Well, it affected them in every way possible. I mean, their social life was disrupted. Their academic life and world was disrupted and changed. You know, how you held classes were different. Many students stayed home with their families, although some came back, you know, and lived in their apartments and things. But a lot of students, you know, just everything changed. And certainly it affected mental health. It affected academic success, even in that first early part of the pandemic. So, yeah, I think the results of the pandemic in that, like for the short term, at least in that semester, were extremely significant because everybody was scrambling to make changes that were significant and then still help students graduate on time in May, only a couple of months later.
And Professor Sipes, you work a lot in the communications and journalism and media department. So what you do has a lot to do with conversations. What was it like shaping that conversation to online with, I'm unsure how many students you have, but what was that like?
Sure. Well, I remember sending emails, which of course is not the preferred way that a student wants to get information. So that was not ideal whenever you're thinking about communicating. But we had a lot of meetings and we sent out lots of information, especially, you know, just in my role as chair, every chair was doing this kind of stuff, sending information about how we were going to be doing things, what to expect to try to reduce some of that anxiety and to, I think, give students a roadmap for, you know, what this was going to look like for the next few weeks, at least. And we had no idea, of course, that this was going to become, you know, a global pandemic that was going to go on for a year and a half. So certainly the conversations changed. And I think just not being able to see students face to face was really a big challenge for faculty, too. I mean, that's the best part of our job, frankly, is to have our students in our classes or in our offices. And so switching to online, while we still got to see lots of students on screens, you know, in the little Zoom box, it's just not the same experience.
And Professor Sipes, like, you probably didn't have a lot of time to plan because it all happened so fast. What was it like? Did you have to, like, change how you had planned the rest of the semesters to go?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, we had the spring break week that we were all at home. And then they decided to extend spring break week to give basically faculty a week of time to transition their classes to online versus a face-to-face version, which anybody who's a teacher knows that's pretty impossible to do. So we all did the best that we could in, you know, redoing what we were kind of envisioning for our classes for that second half of the semester, because, you know, a lot of what we do in our department is hands-on learning. So it turned into lots of conversations about, all right, students who don't have access to Adobe Creative Cloud, or students who don't have access to a camera, or how are we going to keep our student media organizations running on campus while everybody's dispersed in, you know, in many different places and without our regular studios and equipment. So, yeah, it was definitely a lot of adjustments that had to happen in a really short amount of time.
And Professor Sipes, did you require that your students have their cameras on during class time?
Yeah, that was a conversation that we had. And certainly I think that was the goal, is that we wanted students to be have cameras on because we wanted them to still have that sense of community. But I think as the pandemic wore on, like, that became really fatiguing for some people. You know, being on screen and on camera for hours and hours a day is, it's a thing to get used to, and sometimes an experience that people don't like. So I think as the pandemic wore on, we were a little bit more flexible with cameras on versus cameras off. But we did expect students to be using the chat functions and other things if they weren't going to have their cameras on. So we tried to give people multiple ways to kind of still interact with the course materials and each other.
And Grace, you entered college during the height of the pandemic. So what was that experience like for you? And were you able to join any extracurricular activities?
It was very disorienting at first. I didn't find out that we were going online until about 3 weeks before I was supposed to move in. So it was a very much a switch around of plans, even though I knew that the potential of that happening was there all summer. It definitely was a big moment finding that out. So when my freshman year started, I tried to join as much extracurriculars as I could, but there wasn't much happening on campus in general. I was able to join one of the choirs that the music program has. So I did that, but it was very strange. We had to practice in a parking garage and social distance the whole time. So it was hard to make connections with people still. I was able in my spring semester of my freshman year to have a hybrid course, which was small group voice lessons. So there were only a couple people there. And through that, I met two of my best friends throughout the rest of college, which was really helpful for when I did finally come back full-time in person, to have some people that I trusted and that I knew that I could have fun around. But overall, it was very, very lonely.
Grace, how are you feeling now post-COVID?
I definitely feel like I've grown a lot since the beginning of the pandemic. I was only 17 when it hit, so I have grown into an adult since then. I'm 21 now. And I think that a lot of things happened and my college experience was definitely affected, but by this past year, things are pretty much back to normal. So I was able to make those connections with people and make good friendships that I'm very grateful to have.
Piper, was there any changes during your college experience that maybe you were looking forward to that you didn't get to be a part of because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
I just feel like in general, all of that like orientation, rah-rah, so to speak, they did the best that they could, but I was very excited to like get into college and meet as many people as I could and like just have that whole exciting new life experience. And they really did a good job. Shippensburg did a great job of having those opportunities provided for us still just on a smaller scale.
Grace, you said you went through a lot of changes during the pandemic your freshman year. I know that you also changed your major. Could you talk to us about that experience and why you did that?
Yeah, so I went into college my freshman year as an accounting major, which going through that freshman year and taking online classes, I realized that that wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. And in some ways, I'm fortunate for the feel very fortunate to have had the pandemic, because I probably wouldn't have changed my major if that hadn't happened, because my original plan my freshman year was to work over the summers and over breaks, but while I was at school, just to focus on school and extracurricular activities. But because it was all online, I got a job that I wasn't planning on getting at a swim school. And in doing that, I realized that I really wanted to work with kids and teach kids. So I, after my first semester, I switched my major and added a double major in theater and speech pathology. So I am now on track to graduate in December, and next fall I will be starting my master's in speech pathology. So I think that is the biggest change that happened throughout this time. And it, yeah, I am on a completely different path than I thought I would be 4 years ago, which is very strange to think about, but it's exciting.
We're so excited for you. And Piper, you went through the pandemic in college and then you came out post-pandemic. So what was it like reverting back to campus life when things began to open up?
I remember, and this is like kind of dumb, but I remember posting on my Instagram story, like, hey, is anyone else really like weirded out by the amount of people that you're seeing on campus? Because I remember in 2020 when I would, you know, just walk around the quad, there weren't many people out and everyone was wearing a mask. So you couldn't really like see people's faces. And, you know, everyone, there was just a very different energy. And then coming back in, I guess like the next, not the next spring, but the following spring, there were just so many more people than I was used to. Campus felt really crowded and it was very overwhelming at first. But then as I, you know, got used to it, it was like, wow, this is what it would have been like immediately. And it was just very different, but it was very nice. And it felt like it was, there was like a breath of fresh air into the campus and like more life than there was before.
In Grace, I know that you said that you joined a choir. So could you walk us through like what it was like? Did you guys practice on Zoom and how did you guys like line up who was going to sing what?
Yeah, so there were auditions the very first day of the semester. So I did my online classes and then I drove to campus and did an audition individually with my mask on. And the next day, they sent out an email to those who had gotten in and what voice parts we would be singing. And it was an all-girls choir. And so I think there were 16 of us, 4 people in each voice part. And we, like I said earlier, we were practicing in a parking garage, socially distanced, with masks on, which was very weird. And even in the winter, which was awful because it was so, so cold. So we were all constantly moving around while we were singing just to stay warm. And then for the concert, because we couldn't have a live concert, we had to record it. So we were allowed inside to do the recording, but we all had to wear masks. And it was very strange because we had to stay poised and stay focused on the music and the conductor while wearing masks that were constantly falling down our faces because we had to move our mouths because we were singing. So it was very, very strange. But I'm glad I did it because it gave me a reason to get on campus and get out of the house.
And Professor Sipes, I'm sure meeting so many students is a part of how you build connections. How did you do that during the pandemic through emails? What was that like for you?
Yeah, not ideal, right? I mean, a lot of students don't even like to read emails, so it's not the best way. We had a lot of, for academic advising, we would actually have Zoom advising sessions. So you had that feeling of that kind of office setting where you were going to have that face-to-face interaction with someone. And I think that was actually really helpful. Having face-to-face sessions, even if they were through Zoom, at least did give you a sense that there is a community of people there for you. And certainly, you know, following that up with, you know, those emails and such was good as well. And certainly the department also posted stuff to, you know, social media, especially Instagram and things like that. So I think we tried our best to try to have that kind of connection. But it's really difficult to replace what we're used to with that campus community.
And Professor Sipes, how did you feel when you found out that everyone was going to be returning to campus in in-person classes?
I mean, personally, I was pretty excited because I had really missed that. I think what I wasn't so sure about was what it was going to look like because, yeah, I think Piper or Grace, one of them had mentioned hybrid classes, and we weren't sure exactly how to make all this work. So we had students who, you know, weren't ready to return to campus yet or had health concerns, or you had students who could come to class sometimes. But then if they tested positive for COVID, then they had to not come to class. So we ended up getting these owls. It's basically like, I would say it's about a 12-inch speaker that has video capability. And so we would use these owls in classes. So half the class might be on an owl and half the class could be actually physically in person in the classroom. So it's definitely a weird thing to get used to in trying to, you know, figure out how to make this work. And certainly we had some class splits where certain students came on certain days. So we tried our best to kind of do that social distancing and do all the things that, you know, at the time we thought were the best practices. And of course, plexiglass. I'm sure everybody remembers all of the plexiglass everywhere. We had plexiglass in classrooms, in offices. And that was, you know, to help with some of the spreading of germs and such. But yeah, it was definitely a different environment. So I was really excited to welcome students back. But, you know, having the masks and the plexiglass felt like other barriers that were between us that we weren't used to dealing with.
And Professor Sipes, you just talked about the plexiglass and everything. Is there any plexiglass that's still up now?
Well, we have a closet that has a couple of random pieces of plexiglass in one of our classrooms because it's all gone, you know, put back into storage at this point. And so I opened that closet door, I don't know, maybe a year ago or a semester ago. And I was like, oh, man, here's some plexiglass. It brought back all of those memories to think like that of how much of that we needed to have. And I know on the administrative side, I remember it being really difficult to even find that because everybody needed it for their classrooms and for their businesses.
Absolutely. And Piper, what is something that you want people to know about your class?
I guess just that we really persevered. And a lot of people that I met freshman year ended up dropping out because the college experience then just was so hard. But my friends that have graduated with me, really, we were resilient and we made it work. And we're all really grateful to the wonderful professors who also helped make it work. And everybody just came together and we created something really beautiful with it. And it was hard, but we made the best of it for sure. And I think it was I'm kind of a loss for words. Like, it was a big emotional thing and now it's over and we really came through and made the best of it. Yeah.
And Piper, when you look back, like maybe 15 years from now, would you still explain the college experience that you had as the same thing that you guys were just so resilient, or do you think that'll change?
I think it'll just be one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, when I was your age, we had it so different, you know?
Right. And Grace, I know you have a semester left to go, but how would you explain your current class?
Probably the same as Piper. I would say very resilient. We had a lot to deal with, and I know everyone had a lot to deal with during the pandemic, but it was different for each class and every age. And I think that our class really made the best with what we got, which really was the short end of the stick. And I think when I look back on it 15 years from now, it, like Piper said, it'll be kind of like a back in my day kind of thing. We didn't get to go to class. We had to do it online. Stuff like that, where it's just using it against other people to guilt people as like a silly joke.
And I want to thank all three of you ladies for joining us on The Spark. It was so special for you guys to share your stories with us. And thanks so much to you for listening and making us a part of your day. Until then, I'm Asia Tabb, and this is The Spark.